To start this story off, I want you to imagine one thing and one thing only. I want you to be thinking about all of the different colored trees that are around you. There's green ones, there's more green ones. Trick question, there are no different colors because you're high in the mountains and there's only pines around you. Snowboarding is one of the things that you love to do in the winter. And today, you are getting suited up to go snowboarding down some of the most famous mountains or courses in the world. In Colorado, you landed a few days ago to meet up with some friends, and now you have some alone time to go snowboarding. But before we do that, let's breathe in and breathe out. Relax yourself and get comfortable. Good. Now that you've done that, stretch out and imagine a different colored snowboard on your feet, and you sitting on a lift, slowly creaking toward the top of the mountain. You're alone on this ride. Maybe on the others you'll have some company. Look around you, and there's just one cloud in the sky. It's one gigantic gray blanket covering everything. The sun is blurry. You can see some of the rays coming out through the gray blanket. But it's a perfect day to snowboard. Tiny snowflakes come down and land on you, on your helmet, on your gloves, and your pink boots. The nice fur getting a little bit wet, but that's okay. Because you have a dryer and you can just stick them in there and let them heat up and dry off. Tomorrow for tomorrow's adventure. As you approach the top of the hill, you see the green light on the side of you to lift the bar up, and you do as it says. You take your gloves and you shove the bar up above your head, and you're ready to jump off the lift and onto the slope. 3, 2, 1, you nail the dismount. And you slide down the hill. The tiny hill leading you to the big slope. And you look down it and you tap the top of your helmet to start the GoPro. And you cut through the ice on your snowboard, going in little S shapes. To the right, to the left, you lean, helping steer you down the white mountain. The white snow isn't ice, but it's not too fluffy. It's been snowboarded on a couple hundred times before you, and you can't wait to make it all the way down and do it again. You're starting off the day with a beginner slope, but before you advance to the more advanced ones. You slowly make your way down the slope, braking every so often, getting all the rust off of you from last year's trip. You haven't had very much practice, but it's okay. You can't forget how to snowboard. And after a few minutes, you reach the bottom, and you tap your helmet again, stopping the video. You take your boots, and you unbuckle the board, and you walk over the lift again. Put one boot in and you skate up to the entrance. You sit down alone again, taking you back up to the top. You see all the kids in different colored coats zoom underneath you. Thinking back when you were a child, how much fun you would have on snowboarding adventures. You go up higher and higher and think you can see the whole world from up here. But all you can see is snow and white. White snow. No yellow to be in sight. No dogs allowed on this resort. Green light flashes again, and you lift the bar above your head, repeating the steps you did before. Flawlessly get off of the lift, and you do it, descend again, forming snake-like patterns into the snow. The peaceful crunch of snow underneath your snowboard is harmony to your ears. But instead of stopping at the bottom, you skate off into the entrance of another slope. This one is one black diamond, meaning it's a little more difficult than the last one. And you snowboard down to the bottom of the hill, and you find the lift that will lead you to the top. This one looks like a longer lift ride. And you're right, you were all sitting on that lift alone for about 6 or 7 minutes. Your GoPro was still filming. And slowly running out of battery. But that's okay. You'll never forget how much fun you had here. With or without the video. As you reach the top, there are a bunch of kids, mostly teenagers, doing this one diamond. There are different jumps on either side of you and a half pipe in the middle. You make sure to get out the way in the half pipe. Last time you tried that, you failed miserably. And you set off slowly at first, but quickly picking up speed as you zoom down the slope of the mountain. You ditch the S pattern for the second half of the descent. For the first half, you wanted it to go nice and smooth, get a feel for the slope. But no, you needed to go fast in a line. And you did. You sped down faster than you ever thought you'd gone before. Before reaching the end, you break, leaning backwards and letting the board do the rest. You come to a stop and you take your boots off and you part ways with the snowboard. You pick it up and walk back to the lift, excited for your second time. Apart from the white, it's a very pretty resort. Your room was made of a nice wood. It had multiple TVs and a warm shower awaiting. This time you're with somebody who asks where you're from and you just say Maryland. And quite a flight to come out here and experience the true thrill of snowboarding. The man you meet is from New York. Also, quite a stretch to come snowboarding. That's what brings us together. One desire. The adrenaline rush of rushing down the slope at unmatchable speeds on foot. Dismounting from the lift, you decide to try a jump, and you soar through the air for a couple seconds before hitting the ground again. No fancy tricks, just a simple jump. No 180, 360. Thankfully, you land the jump and continue to descend down the slope. Instead of braking, you do a sharp turn, and the snow flies up from underneath the board in front of you. And you lay down, looking up at the gray carpet, thinking about how lucky you are to be able to snowboard in Colorado. You can't remember when you did this last. Maybe 3 to 4 years ago. But you're back and you feel amazing. You want to do it again, but your nose is getting a little cold. You remember, your GoPro is on, so you tap your helmet and it turns off. You can't wait to look at the footage. Even though there were no fancy tricks to look over, you still love the fact that you captured it on your camera. You take your board in hand and walk off with your boots. Tomorrow will be much more eventful. You go and order a hot chocolate to warm up your insides, and you inhale it, nearly burning your throat. You make your way to your room and you undress, hop in the warm shower, and find a fluffy towel to wrap yourself into before jumping into bed. You can't remember if you fell asleep with the towel or not, but you are knocked out after a great day of adventures. Have a good night. Bye bye.